90.3 KEXP. You're listening to the Northwest Music Show, Audio Oasis. And tonight we are celebrating Earshot Jazz Festival with Happy Orchestra on KEXP.
Thank you.
Happy Orchestra live on KEXP. Listening to Happy Orchestra here on 90.3 KEXP Audio Oasis. It's really great to have this band on here. It's a little bit different than what we normally do on the show, but that's what makes it so great. Thanks for coming here, everyone.
We're very happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So I hate to do this, but I need help with your name again. I don't know what's happening.
Yes, you got it. You got it.
And I kept saying it the whole entire time throughout while you guys were playing, and I don't want to be rude about it.
You did the right thing.
Awesome.
ask before saying it.
Yeah, just be upfront about it. It's really great that you're here celebrating your new album here, and there's so much to this album. And reading it, and I read the liner notes. I read all of them on the bus yesterday. Right. And I think what I remember from the liner notes and the two songs you just played, so 55 was the one you just ended, and Room 358 is what you started with.
Yep.
And Room 358 is the Sexy Time song.
That's the Sexy Time song.
That's awesome. So can you talk about your history with music and just how you got started?
It was kind of just one of those things that it was one of the few things I was good at coming up as a kid, and so it was the way I sort of defined myself as a person around other people. And so, you know, as you do when you find something you're good at and you get attention for, you gravitate towards it. It was something that kind of took up my time when I was in high school, and I didn't have a lot of friends, and, you know, family was kind of falling apart a little bit, and so it was a thing I did to kind of maintain my sanity, and it was that way through college. It's how I found friends, it's how I found these people, and it's just how I keep myself happy.
Yeah, your band's pretty amazing.
They're all right. They do okay.
Do you want to introduce them really quick?
Yeah, sure. Longtime friend, great keyboardist, Tim Kennedy over there, Mr. Richie Al Dente, Kate Olson on the soprano sax, Stuart McDonald on the tenor, R.L. Heyer on guitar, and Damian Erskine on the bass.
So the name of the album is called Baba, mm-hmm. which is dad in...
Arabic,
yes, okay. And one of the things that I read about the album is that you applied for a grant mm-hmm. to make the album.
Yep.
And then you also asked your dad for some financial support. And your dad was like, no, I would rather you do these other things.
Yeah, he wanted me to manage a Burger King or an H&R Block. Those were his two.
Really?
Yes, that's what he wanted. Yeah, he approached me asking, I have this money. I want to help you. How can I do that? And I said, well, Dad, I'm a professional musician. I'm making an album. Maybe you want to put your money towards helping me do that. And he said, no, you're wasting your life. You're going to be a lonely middle-aged man. Let's get you an H&R Block. That's actually what he said. So.
Well, I was thinking about that in the story, and I thought that, you know, you got the money anyway.
Yes, he did. He did pass away, and I did get that money.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
So don't you think that he knew in the end that the money was going to go towards the album anyway?
I don't think he knew that he was going to go before I finished.
Hmm.
So,
because the album took 2 years to make.
It did. And he passed the middle of last year, last June.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of halfway through the recording process. I didn't think he was ready to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that, but I do think that your dad probably knew that you were going to spend the money on the album.
Yeah, I think.
And it's a great album, so.
Yeah, by the time he was, in the last hospital stay, I think he probably knew what I was going to do. But
yeah.
And I hope he's happy with it. I'd imagine that wherever he is right now, he should be.
I'm sure he is. Yeah, I can promise that. So, another one of the things that I loved just about reading about you is you just have this lighthearted approach to music, and you're just like, don't really look at it for, don't try to find a deeper meaning, just kind of enjoy it for what it is and just dance. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about that, and
sure.
I just thought that was really great.
Well, I think that I personally, and I think a lot of musicians who especially go to school and study musicianship maybe experience music in a different way. I think a lot of people, they tend to connect to the story that the music is telling, you know, especially if it's lyrical music or the culture that surrounds the music. But for me, the musicianship itself, like the act of playing your instrument, is what I connect to deeply. And so it's not lighthearted for me. You know, I am enjoying myself when I'm playing, but I am very intense about my personal musicianship and the musicianship of the people around me. But definitely when it's going well, I just have a big, stupid smile on my face. And and I hope that smile, that kind of happiness that I get when I'm playing with great musicians, is what gets communicated to people who don't necessarily understand the intricacies of everything we're doing.
Yeah, I definitely don't. But I really like that the name of your band is called Happy Orchestra, and that you have this approach to your music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really great. That leads me into the themes throughout the album, you know, just reading about the liner notes that you took so much time to write.
They are extensive.
You know,
yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, and I thought that it might be interesting for you to talk about some of the different themes throughout the album.
Sure, I think, I wanted to write a little bit about each tune just for that same reason that most people maybe struggle to connect with music that doesn't have lyrics or a story kind of surrounding it. And so each little tune has a little story about how it came to be. And like the tunes we played today, Room 358, like you said, it's the sexy time song. And it's that because Tim and I, we used to play in a band where we would read Tiger Woods' dirty text messages.
I read about that.
over slow jams. And so that song was kind of written as the base of that slow jam, you know, the thing that we were supposed to read Tiger's dirty text over. That's the music. That's the vibe I wanted to create. And it's actually, the melody of it is sort of modeled after Tim's compositional style. That song Towers, that was kind of what was in my head, his tune, when I was kind of trying to write it. So I sort of reverse engineered it. And 55, that was supposed to just be kind of an open canvas for our guitar players. And I knew that Andy and RL are just incredible at playing, you know, that kind of style, that blues, shreddy, beautiful style. And so, yeah, every song has a little tidbit of information of where it came from and what it's supposed to be, and yeah.
Yeah, I really like that element to the album because I write fan mail. I'm always talking to people about their music, so yeah. I appreciated just having that insight about each song. That's really great, especially for your fans. I get to hear it, too. So we should hear some more music.
I agree.
Yeah. Happy Orchestra on Audio Oasis on KEXP. Thank you. That was really great. Happy Orchestra on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You guys just want to go into another one?
I think we do.
Let's do it. Listening to live music by Happy Orchestra here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. And next week, Baba comes out and you're celebrating it at Earshot Jazz Festival Thursday, October 12th at the Triple Door. Yeah. What's next after that? Anything?
We are playing at Nectar Lounge on November 14th with Industrial Revelation. That'll be a great show.
Cool, Bill.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming here today. Every one of you, this is really awesome. Very, very nice.
Thank you so much for having us.
You've been listening to live music by Happy Orchestra on Audio Oasis on KEXP.